The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Come on.
Welcome to Life Play. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Ray Giese. Ray, are you ready to do this?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Ray is a CFP. He is a CCSP and MS, career coach, personal finance coach, and educator with Career Financial Pathways. Ray, excited to have you back on the show. Tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, I grew up in the city of Chicago, working class family, put myself through college, spent about 35 years in corporate sales, and decided to retire about 6 years ago now, and devote my what I call my encore career to helping people navigate their careers much like I did on my own. So that's really where I'm at today.
Nice. And we had a conversation a couple of years ago, two, three years ago about how grown-ups struggle to find good career fits. But you pinged me and you said that you've been struggling or working to solve a problem that the same problem is affecting young people.
Well, I mean, it all starts when they're young, right? People in their 30s, 40s, 50s see challenges in their careers because they really didn't learn how to navigate career challenges and opportunities early on. So I sat back and said, well, let's go to the root cause. What's the root cause? High schools, colleges, quite frankly, don't have the time, the bandwidth, the resources required to give everybody the help they need to learn how to successfully navigate their careers. So what I give them is a process and a set of tools and a way to use that process repeatedly throughout their career.
Nice. I think sometimes we do beat up on high schools and college. We say, well, why didn't I learn this when I was in college? It's like, well, they already have to teach us a lot. So I think that that's well said, that they don't have the bandwidth or the resources to give everything that we could possibly need to every student. So,
you know, the average high school counselor has anywhere from 200 to 300 students per year assigned to them. I mean, think about it, George, if their workload is 2000 hours, right, on an average work year, it doesn't leave much time to devote to every individual student and all the work that needs to get done.
No, certainly not. So, what are there numbers that you point to and think about that says this is a big problem?
You know, the one that really stuck out to me are the graduation rates from college, right? Every cohort of student that enters college to hopefully earn a degree, only 40% of those students that start out actually earn a degree within 4 years. 40% within 4 years. Another 20% will take up to 6 years to graduate. 40%, this is the thing that really hit me over the side of the head, is 40% of the students that start college never finish. Now, all of those students walk away with an average student loan debt of somewhere in the $35,000 to $40,000 range, right? Now they've got to pay that back over a 10 to 15 year period. It really delays their financial wellness, if you will, by that length of time. So I looked at that and said, that's just not right. We've got to find some way to better orient young people, high school students, college students, so they can graduate on time, minimize their student loan debt, and walk into a career that's promising and engaging and enjoyable for them. That's really the root cause of what I was focused on.
Nice. Yeah, that it is such an awful thing that we're saddling young people with tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt as they enter adulthood or stop being kids. So that's I appreciate you working to put a dent in this. tell us a little bit about this system, about the program. I have to think that a lot of it, well, just tell us about the program.
Well, it's for young adults. I've kind of simplified it from an adult, you know, working adults, people that have been in the workforce, let's say 5-10 years, have that life experience. They've navigated some of those challenges so far, so they have a different perspective. When you're talking about high school students and even college students, maybe somebody that didn't even go to college, just, you know, wandering out there looking for a career of some sort, they don't have that foundation of experience, that life experience that the rest of us did. So they've got to find a way to, first of all, find out who they are, discover, you know, a lot about what they do in terms of their personality, their skills, their interests, and their values, right? And put that together in what I call an explore phase, which is next, which is starting to overlay those traits to figure out what's the best fit for them relative to career opportunities. And then finally, find some way to experience those top-rated career opportunities and decide what they want to become and what impact they want to have on the world. So nice. It's really a three-step process: discover, explore, and decide. And a lot of it's self-paced. Obviously I'm the facilitator, the host, the guide, but it really, people have to discover for themselves what's best for them. I just give them the tool, the resources, and the process to basically expedite that process for them.
That was really what my question I was trying to formulate, but I was unable to, is what percentage of it is just the kid or the individual doing the work on themselves versus me as the teacher just telling them about different career opportunities, right?
I would say my goal would be about an 80-20, 90-10. Mm-hmm. You know, depends on the motivation and the time availability of the student. And quite frankly, that's a big concern because, you know, again, society, high schools in general have really inundated these kids with activities. There's absolutely no downtime for high school students today. And I understand the need to work hard. There's got to be some time for them just to be themselves and to contemplate who they are, what they want to become in the world. And so that's really I find the biggest challenge is just getting the kids the time to do these activities and think for themselves.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's something that seems to be afflicting all of us these days is not having any time to think. No downtime for students. So we're probably not going to be able to crack that nut, Ray, but being able to figure out the rest of it. And I don't have a lot of experience working with high school age kids, but I have a good amount of working with college kids just through volunteering and stuff like that. And I know it's like, it can be extremely rewarding, but then also extremely frustrating because it's the whole, you can lead a horse to water thing. So they need to be engaged, interested in it. Is it, for lack of a better term, do you have like a screening process to try to gauge, is this kid interested in this or where are they in the spectrum of interest?
You know, I have a brief checklist, one page checklist, I call it a getting started checklist. And it incorporates a lot of the aspects of what I'm trying to get them to figure out about themselves. And so I'll start there saying, let's just have a conversation about your readiness, right? Your readiness to graduate from high school, enter college or some other professional training, right? Doesn't have to be college, but find some way, what's the path for you, right? And so I try to gauge their readiness and through that, their motivation, and then start there. You're absolutely right. There's nothing you can do for an individual if they're not willing, ready, and able to engage you, right? You just have to wait for that flower to start blooming a little bit, and then you can help it along.
Yeah. It's fascinating. I think that I put myself in the situation when I was in high school, and I was incredibly ambitious and knew that I was going to go to college and I was going to graduate college and I was going to be a successful person, but I had zero idea of what that actual career was going to be. And so I don't know where that would put me necessarily, probably make me a wonderful candidate for a program like this.
You know, it would. A lot of kids pursue their interests, which is obviously one of the key components of what I look at, but it's not the only component, right? Some kids pursue, oh, I want to go to Colorado because I like skiing, so I'm going to go to the University of Colorado, right? And so there are various reasons why people choose to go to college and what college they choose to go to, but they never focus on what's the end game. The end game is to really earn a living, mm-hmm. right? Become more educated, get a degree, and then actually earn a living. That earning power then starts the financial planning process. So that's again, really where I started this whole thought process is what drives financial wellness, financial planning. It all starts with the ability to earn a living. Now, earning a living and enjoy doing it, that has to come together as well. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks out there right now that are earning a decent living, but they really dislike what they do. Right. So what I try to do is combine those aspects early on so that they have a target to shoot for and get out in the work world a lot easier and are much more satisfied over a long period of time.
Well, I think it's awesome. So how are you delivering this program?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Obviously, with pandemic, it all had to be remote for the most part. And quite frankly, that adds some advantages to it is flexibility of time to schedule with young adults, kids. They're used to the platform. I use Google Classroom really to deliver the content. Virtually every high school student, college student's familiar with Google Classroom as an example. If people want to meet with me now one-on-one, that's fine. But just recognize that takes additional time, effort, and then the costs go up as well. So what I'm trying to do is develop a program that's affordable for all students, not just folks that can afford it, but for all students, and make it effective for them on a platform they're used to using.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So, and I think you probably already answered this, but how much of it is them doing the independent work? How much of it is interfacing with an actual individual like you, Ray? Or are you also working to give it to or implement it through high schools so that somebody at the school could potentially spearhead it moving forward?
Yes and yes. I actually work with four high school counselors. You got to understand one thing about high schools, they're incredibly protective of their student base, which is, understandable, justified. But what I try to do is lend my support to them when they see students that could provide, basically realize some advantages from the program, they'll refer them in that way with their parents. You have to understand this has to be a joint effort here with the parents. Right. And we move it that way. I also have a variety of financial planners, as well as other resources out there that look for potential opportunities with their clients or their client students. And I refer them in from there as well. Going back to your question about how much time, the program's really, as I mentioned, there are three modules: discover, explore, and decide. There are eight assignments within that time frame, right? Those three modules. And there are six one-on-one coaching sessions. So they complete the activities, and then we get online and have a conversation about it, right? And help them summarize things. And a lot of what a work that I've been doing, George, people innately kind of understand what they want, but they don't know how to describe it, right? And so what I'm giving them is a vocabulary, a way to describe it and articulate what it is they want in life. And then use that process repeatedly through their career to make those adjustments throughout their life.
Love it. I think that's it's a wonderful way to put it. And I know that whenever we human beings, particularly young people, take the time to go through any kind of an exercise, if it's sitting down and writing down goals, which we all know that we're supposed to do, but none of us ever did until we got older, that it'll stick with you for the rest of your life. So going through right. this, discover, explore, and decide whether or not you end up doing the exact thing that you thought you were going to do, it will give you these tools. It'll prepare you. That'll serve you again for forever.
You know, there's a theory in career planning called happenstance theory, right? And you and I went through happenstance from day one, and we maximized happenstance. We just kind of bounced around a little bit until we figured out what it is that we were happy doing and could make a living at, right? Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to do is not ignore that happenstance, because no matter how much you plan, there's still the unknown, right? There's still that 10% unknown. And so you have to let that happenstance work for you in a productive manner, but not overtake the entire process.
That's a real theory. I love it.
It is.
I came up with this great theory, everybody. That's awesome. Happenstance. It's 1,000% true though. So maybe that's required. And you know, who knows, right? But as we go through things, we change and we adjust. But doing this work on the front end, obviously,
yeah, think of it as you're a little bit in the test tube phase, right? Mm-hmm. You're combining elements in the test tube and mixing it up. You're not quite sure how that reaction is going to occur and what the outcome is going to be. So you have to leave a little bit of an opportunity for that happenstance to occur, but at least arm yourself with some information regarding your life, regarding what you want to become and how you're going to get there. And hopefully that reaction is a bit controlled and you get to where you want to be in a much better fashion.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So the explore phase, this is talking to people who are doing it. It's shadowing, it's internships, it's all these.
It's all of the above, internships, informational interviews, job shadowing. It could be elective classes for high school students. You know, they have to fill out their curriculum junior, senior year. It allows them to be a little bit more focused on those courses that they want to choose. If it's someone in college, same thing, right? Provide those elective courses. They might step into the shoes of that career and figure out what's going on. So it's a whole host of experiences. Just to immerse them, make sure they're making the right decision.
How long did it take you to develop the program?
Well, I tell you what, it was probably a 5-year process, George. Mm-hmm. And again, my process for adults is somewhat similar, but a bit more complex. Some of the assessment tools I use for adults are very different, more in depth. Again, because high school and even college students don't have that breadth of life experience, you have to kind of break it down a little simpler. Use some tools. Their bandwidth of attention is pretty slim. You know, if you can catch them for 20, 30 minutes at a time, you're lucky. So I have to be able to use tools that keep them in that realm and then take it one step at a time. So nice. A lot of experimenting up front about what's most effective. But I think I've got the right mix of tools, resources, and time frame now.
Love it. Well, Ray, people are ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
You know, I'm gonna slow down to get there sooner. And what I mean by that is to do some planning before you attempt to go on your journey. Figure out who you are through discovery, what you want to become through that exploration phase, and then decide what impact you want to have on the world. If you do that, you will reach your destination much sooner and enjoy the life that you're going to have.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets a come on. Ray, thank you so much for coming back on. How can people learn more? Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you and the program?
Website is CF Pathways, C as in Charles, F as in Frank, pathways.com. My email address is ray@cfpathways.com. That's probably the easiest way to get a hold of me.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Ray your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas, or a high school student that appears to be floundering. You get the idea. Go to cfpathways.com, or an adult who appears to be floundering, which is most of us. cfpathways.com. Shoot Ray an email at ray@cfpathways.com as well. Thanks again, Ray.
Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.